There's an old-time hymn that goes like, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Today, I'm asking you to count it just a little bit louder.
Anywhere you go, give it all. Anywhere you say,
hey y'all, welcome to another episode on Musical Epics with Shari, with me, your host, Sharon Bodua Bodu, and as always, you can call me Shari if you love what I do. Before we get into everything else, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. 2022 has started and oh my God, God has been so faithful, y'all. Congratulations to every single one of you for being patient, enduring, and resilient enough to finish 2021. I know you thought you were not going to make it. I know you thought that problem was going to take you out. I know you honestly believe that losing that person would be the death of you and there was no way you could live another day without them. I know you thought and all the facts pointed to the fact that your business would never survive 2021. In the midst of a pandemic, I know you believe that you won't be able to finish your project work and graduate in peace. With all the financial crisis you faced last year, you honestly believe that your family would never make it. I know it crossed your mind that 2021 will be the last year. You'll be your last year. But look at you. Just take a second and look at you. You're still here. You're still standing, still believing, still working, still loving, and still living. Isn't our God faithful that He did not allow us to look like what we've been through and He did not allow our circumstances to take us out? We owe Him so much praise and gratitude for what He has done. And that is why, as an extension from last month's theme, I want us to still remain in the spirit of gratitude. So our theme for last month was gratitude. And in the last but one episode, I gave a working definition for gratitude and I talked about some principles of gratitude, which included but are not limited to gratitude being a choice, having a gratitude perspective, gratitude enabling contentment and joy. If you haven't listened to that episode, kindly pause this one. Finish listening to that one so that you can get the foundation of this subject. Then you continue with this one or not. You can listen to it afterwards, whichever one that works for you. Just be sure to listen to that one. In the last episode, I expressed my gratitude for how far the podcast has come, the impact we've made in the community we've created, and the exciting future ahead of us. I also mentioned in one of the episodes that gratitude is and should be a lifestyle and not just an event. So in the spirit of that, I want to continue to express my gratitude on some amazing things that have happened in my life and hopefully, it serves as a source of inspiration for you. But before I do that, let me just issue some disclaimers. The first one is that this is not my way of boasting about all the good things happening in my life. Absolutely not. As tempting as it might be to be very boastful and prideful and think my life is better than everyone else's, I know that is not true because no matter how good your life is, someone has got it better than you. And that's just reality. And besides, I cannot take credit for none of the things that I will share here. This is rather my way of telling you that if it happened for me, it can also happen for you too. The second disclaimer is that this is not me trying to paint a picture of a perfect life because my life is so very, very, very far from perfect. It's ironic to see how in the midst of all the good things that are happening, bad things keeps rearing its head. And I even stated in one of my episodes that life is not always just white or black. There are always gray areas. Good and bad coexist, right and wrong. And so no one has a perfect life, and definitely my life is not perfect. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, in the midst of following my dreams and being on the right path, and I've equally taken a lot of L's recently, cried myself to sleep sometimes, woke up crying on some days, and I still struggle with some behaviors and lifestyle that I want to put an end to. The point is not to get to live a perfect life. The point is to make it through an imperfect life with all of our scars and all of our struggles woven into a beautiful life tapestry. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's move straight into today's episode. Honestly, I really wish this episode doesn't come out as long as, you know. So let's just see how it goes. I might not really take the verses of the song one after the other like I usually do. There's just a part of the song that I really want to focus on. And then that's it. So let's see how it goes, okay? Speaking of songs, what song are we discussing this time? Thanks for asking. Today, we are dissecting, drum rolls please, Testify by Dante Bo featuring Naomi Raines in Maverick City Music. Y'all know I wouldn't be a Maverick City fan if I did not start the year with a Maverick City song. I just had to. Okay, let's get straight into the song. Testify was released as a single on the Jubilee album by Maverick City Music, and it featured Dante Bo, the Kendrick Lamar of the gospel industry, and Naomi Raines, the Whitney Houston of the gospel industry. Okay. The song was written by Jonathan Jay, Stephanie Grissinger, Dante Bo, and Nate Moore. The music video has 1.6 million plus views on YouTube. And one thing that I love about the video is the color coordination in their dress. Almost everyone was wearing black. It's like they were told to wear black. Maybe they were, I don't know. But it just made everything look so uniform. Anywho, let's move right into the lyrics of the song. The first verse says, and I quote, "I've been marked by your presence, and there's one thing I won't forget. Oh, how mercy met dirty, the day my life was spared. And I've been healed by those nailed hands through the lowest of night. And I'm no longer a dead man. Now I walk in the light." Did I forget to tell you how deep these lyrics are? I know I said I'm not going to take them one after the other, but now I don't know. These lyrics are too deep for me not to get into them. We'll see how it goes. So in this first verse, Dante is recounting his past and all that he has been through, and then he made a comparison to where he is right now. He remembered the person he used to be before he met the presence of God. And some of the words he used to describe those past moments were dirty, lowest of night, and being a dead man. In order for him to really appreciate who he is in the moment, he had to go back to who he was. And that is the life of literally every human. Human beings evolve. We change over time. We are either getting better or getting worse. There's no middle ground, and we don't ever stay stagnant, especially for people who call themselves Christians. We all have a dark past that God has rescued us from, and a past can be like 5 years ago or 5 minutes ago. But along our life's journey, our dirtiness and darkness meet the mercy instead of the judgment of God. And that is how our lives were spared. And I think this is my favorite line in the verse. Oh, how mercy met dirty. Let's just take a second and think about all the wrong things that we've done, the wrong decisions that we've made, the wrong people we associated with, when we knew deep down that we were not supposed to be in close proximity to them, and the wrong places we found ourselves trying to fill a void. Hey. Trying to fill a void that only Jesus could fill. We do this all the time. This is not just about our point of salvation alone. It can be related to every aspect of our lives. The time we were suffering from the consequences of our own sin, or the time that someone did us wrong, or the time that the enemy really, really, really was focused on ruining our lives. When we were at our lowest moment, we felt dead in the spirit, or maybe physically, we felt broken and we couldn't help ourselves. But oh, how mercy met dirty. Mercy spared our lives and brought us into the light. I am being very general right now because I do not know the specific thing that you were going through or you went through, but I really hope it falls under one of these categories and you can relate to them. Seeing yourself as how Dante Bowe saw himself, a changed man who is doing so much better than before. I'm going to skip the chorus for now and move on to the first part of the second verse. It says, and I quote, "There was never a moment where you left me alone, and there is no place I'll be going where I'll be left on my own." What Dante is trying to say is that after God delivered us from our mess and gave us light, he did not leave us to figure out this thing called life on our own because he knew we can't. And it was during our attempt to figure it out on our own that we made the mess in the first place. God loves us so much that he provided everything that we needed to be who he had called us to be. He sent his own spirit. He's given us angels. He's given us his word. He's given us prophets and pastors. He's given us parents and friends. And he has promised that any other thing that we will need, he has already provided. Isn't that amazing? I really love the assurance that this part of the verse carries. It makes me feel like, I don't know about you, but it gives me a different level of confidence to walk in step heavy, you know? Like, it doesn't really matter whom I know or who likes me or don't like me. I can still do and be whoever God created me to be regardless. And that is not to say that I can walk all over people and disrespect people, no. If I do that, I'm going to be screwed because on the other side, regardless of what it is, God works through human beings 99% of the time. The 1% is for the time that he used a donkey instead of a human being. But anywho, what I'm trying to say is that as long as my purpose and destiny is concerned, I do not need to people please before I can reach it. I don't need the validation and approval of every single person before I get there. We live in a cultural climate that teaches us that before we can do anything significant in our lives, we need to know people and have all of these connections and be the godchildren of big men in big places. And we totally forget the person who put that big man in that big place to begin with. I don't know if I'm making sense, but a typical example is when I traveled to Egypt for World Youth Forum at the beginning of the year. I've always been dreaming about traveling ever since I was in junior high school. It's been one of my biggest dreams and goals. And for so long, I would daydream about having my flight tickets, catching my flight, running through the airport. And I'll make up all of these stories about me traveling and actually act it out in my head. If you check my YouTube search history, one of the things that I really search about is travel hacks and travel with me videos. Although at that time, I didn't have any hope of traveling ever. I always thought that before I could travel, I needed to have a certain amount of money or at least know someone who did and be connected to some people in certain places who could get me opportunities. And that is all true, but not in every situation. Sometimes we have no idea how God is going to bring a certain dream in our hearts to pass. So we cannot spend all our time trying to make it happen for ourselves on our own without staying connected to the person who can actually make it happen. And again, this is not to say that we should not get to know people and build networks, but in the midst of doing that, let's not forget to stay connected to God because all our connections and networks can fail us at a point. They are human beings. But with God in the picture, just like Dante Bowe says, we will never be alone and he will never leave us on our own. At the end of the day, I was able to travel fully funded and I got to live out one of my biggest dreams at a time that I thought it would be highly impossible. If it happened for me, it can happen for you too. Whatever God has placed on your heart to pursue, don't try to make it happen on your own. You can't. Just follow his lead and no matter how long it takes or how impossible it looks, he will come through for you. I promise. The next part of the second verse says, and I quote, Now I'm alive to tell the story how this love has overcome. All the blessings and glory will be yours and yours alone. When we get to the point where we can clearly see the difference between who we used to be and who we are right now, where we used to be and where we are right now, our only reasonable response is to be grateful. Gratitude is the only reasonable response to all that God has done, because we can't really pay him back. God does not really require us to do anything extra except to express our gratitude. And that is the call that Dante, Naomi, and Maverick City is making clear to all of us in the chorus. The chorus says, and I quote, "Let the people of God testify. If God still provides, tell the truth if he's been good to you. Raise a shout if he brought you out. Everything with breath, sing praises." Oh, I love this so much. Listen, my sister, my brother. If God does something for you, please say it. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep it in your head. Express your gratitude outwardly. If you know that it was God who saw you through 2021 and it wasn't through your own strength, express it. If you know that God made a way for you where there seemed to be no way, express it. If you know that God provided for you, like actually provided for you, testify. Say it was God who did it. Tell the truth if he has been good to you. You know you didn't get to this point by yourself. It was divine grace and favor that brought you here. Don't hide it. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't say you did it on your own. Give credit where credit is due. We live in a cultural atmosphere where people are scared to say something when God is doing something for them, with the mindset that other people will say they are being proud or arrogant or boasting. There's nothing wrong with boasting about the blessings of God. In fact, we are supposed to boast about the blessings of God. There's a thin line between being prideful with your blessings and being grateful. It lies in whom the praise is directed towards. So if you want to know whether you are being prideful or grateful, watch who is getting the praise at the end of the day. Is it you, your talents, your skills, your connections, or is it God? Do you really recognize, believe, and accept the fact that you couldn't be here without God? As long as your answer to this question is yes, my brother, my sister, express your gratitude. I keep using the word express. What does it mean to express something? I found something really interesting when I searched for the meaning of the word express. But before I tell you, let's have the epic news segment first. For those of you who don't know, Epic News is a segment where I bring to you news making round in the gospel industry. Mostly new music that has been released, so you can go check them out. So for today's Epic News segment, there was so much news actually, and some of the names here are very complicated, so I just know I'm going to butcher the names, but please forgive me. But what I did find out was that Chandler Moore released a new song with Cody Khans called Firm Foundation. I haven't checked it out myself, but I hear it's a real pop. So you gotta check it out. We have to check it out. Speaking of Chandler Moore, he and his wife are expecting a baby. So congratulations to them. Speaking of babies, I know Aaron Moses and his wife has a new baby girl called Ivy Lyric. Congratulations to them. Also, Marianne George and Marianne George and her husband also have a new baby boy called Mariah. Congratulations to them too. Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry also have a new baby boy called August Truth Perry. He has the cutest name ever. Congratulations to them too. Brie Babineau also gave birth to a beautiful baby boy called Ellie Arias. Oh, I hope I didn't butcher this name too much. Congratulations to the couple. Listen, the people of God are being blessed with babies. And for me, it's always so inspiring to see these people out here living audaciously for God in all of their gifts and all of their talents while still nurturing amazing families. It really warms my heart to see that happen. Okay, now moving on back to songs. Doe Jones released a song called When I Pray, and Nathaniel Bassey also released See What the Lord Has Done. I know Chandler Moore, Travis Green, Todd Dulani, and some other artists were in Nigeria recently for a show. Maybe it was last year, but I think it's worth mentioning. That was really cool. Oh, and Tribal Records also released Maverick City Tour Chicago video on YouTube, so you can check that one out. It looks like 90% of my news is about Maverick City. Well, if you want me to say something new, then be a part of this segment by sending me the news that you find via my email or my socials. I'll leave all the details in the description box of this episode. Okay, quickly moving on to other news. Mandisa has announced that she has a book coming out on March 15th called Out of the Dark, My Journey Through Shadows. And this is very exciting for me because over here we adore Mandisa. I already have an episode with her song, and it's one of my favorite because she has a very powerful story, and I'm really psyched for this book to come out. We have Toby Mac and Sheryl Crow releasing a single called Promised Land, Casting Crowns releasing Hila Brooke Lidgewood with a single called A Thousand Hallelujahs, and Elevation Worship with Same Good. Finally, the NAACP Image Awards is happening on February 26th, yay! And we have quite a number of gospel artist nominations, including Cece Winers, Todd Dulani, Jonathan McReynolds, Mali Music, Tamila and David Main, and Kirk Franklin. And now, finally, Tasha Cobbs Leonard was honored at the Urban One Honors with the Inspirational Impact Awards, and she deserves it so much. So congratulations to her. So this is it for Epic News for today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let's move on with the discussions. I was talking about the meaning of express, and this is what I found out. It means to convey a thought or a feeling in words or by gesture and conduct. Meaning, it's not just enough to think thoughts of gratitude. It's not just enough to even feel gratitude. That thought and that feeling must be conveyed in words and in conduct. Oh, it all makes sense now. Like, it all makes sense. That is why the chorus has words like testify, tell, shout, and sing. I'm pretty sure it's not just a coincidence that the writers of this song decided to use words like that. There is something extraordinarily powerful that happens when we decide to express our gratitude outwardly for others to see. Even with us humans, imagine doing something real nice for someone or buying something real cool for someone, and they receive it and there's nothing. They don't say nothing, they don't show nothing. How is that going to make you feel? You ask them and they are like, oh, I said thank you in my head. What? Or, oh, I did feel grateful, I just did not say anything. What? If it was me, I would take my gift back and tell you that I'll give it to you in my head. What the heck? Although the original intent of me doing something nice for you or buying something nice for you was not to necessarily get a thank you from you, it is just a reasonable response to the gesture. I have met so many Christians who are so quiet about what God is doing for them in their lives. They don't even know how to be very expressive during worship and praises in church. And they say things like, oh, nyam someday no anu akumem. But take these same people to a Beyonce concert, a BTS concert, or a football match, and you will see how expressive they will be about their love for that artist or that footballer. All I'm trying to say is that now is not the time to be a passive believer. Your testimony has power. Your journey has impact. It is capable of literally changing someone else's life. It is capable of giving somebody hope and inspiring somebody. Do not be passive about it. Hell, don't be quiet about it. Make it louder and louder and louder until the whole world knows. That is the part of the song that I wanted to drive home, and that is where we get the title of this episode from. Now, it's not enough to just count your blessings. You gotta count them loudly. And what does counting them loudly really mean? No, I don't mean go get a microphone and shout on top of your lungs. That's just noise pollution. Don't do that. What I mean by expressing it outwardly or expressing it loudly is let it be seen in every aspect of your life. If you believe in God and you trust Him and you depend on Him, let it be seen in your obedience towards His word. So, for example, you know that your business was only able to survive 2021 by the grace of God and by following His lead, and now it's 2022 and someone presents you with a proposal that has the potential of skyrocketing your business, but it's so shady and you know God won't approve. Express your gratitude to God for 2021 by obeying Him to say no to that proposal in 2022. That is loud. At least for the person presenting the proposal to you, that is your chance to show that person what it means to depend on God. And that, my friend, is your testimony. Am I making sense? I hope I am. Remember our definition for expressing in words or in conduct. We have been able to master the words part, and that is great. We know how to say thank you from our mouths. This time round, I want to challenge you to express in conduct. The way we live our lives, the way we treat other people, the way we treat ourselves, the way we correct each other when we go wrong, and the way we serve others. If you're a social media person and you want to share your testimony on there, do it. You have no idea who will stumble upon your page and get a life-altering message or an inspiration from you. Don't worry too much about what other people are going to say, because they are going to say something regardless. If you are doing good or bad, they're going to say something. At the end of the day, those same people might be coming to you for advice or motivation. If you want to express it through singing or dancing, do it. Remember, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood and the power of our testimony. So whatever you have to do for your testimony to reach someone else, even if that person is just one person, do it. And all that testimony is your story. The word testimony sounds a bit churchy, so maybe it's throwing you off. I mean your story, how you got here and how you became the person you are right now. Share it with someone. You would never know whose life you are impacting with your story. I keep saying the same things over and over again, so I'm just going to leave this alone. But before I do that, let me say this one thing. Sometimes we feel we haven't achieved anything in our lives enough to share our stories, and that only people with big platforms like huge IG following or TEDx speakers are supposed to do that. That cannot be farther away from the truth. We all have stories to share because we've all been through something. The platform really does not matter as much as the message being shared. And also remember, the people who are now sharing their stories on big platforms started small. Maverick City Music, together with Dante and Naomi, shared their testimony in the song. It says, and I quote, "Glory, glory, hallelujah. I was blind, but now I see. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He's alive and He lives in me. Today, my testimony is that I graduated from the university with first class honors. I've always wanted to be a TA for my national service, and I am. I've always wanted to travel, and I did. I used to be very judgy when I met people, and now I don't do it as much. That's progress. What is your testimony? What did you have to endure? What did you have to overcome? What progress are you making in your life? What is your story? What are your blessings? Count them one by one, but don't just count. Count them loudly." We are gradually drawing the curtains on today's episode, but before that, I present to you Epic Lyric. For those of you who don't know, Epic Lyric is where I share my favorite part of the song under discussion with you all. So here is the Epic Lyric of Testify by Maverick City featuring Dante Bo and Naomi Rain. Enjoy.
So testify, if God still provides, tell the truth, if He's been good to you, raise a shout,
If he brought you out, everything with breath, louder and louder, louder and louder, make it louder and louder, until the whole world knows, until they know, make it louder and louder, make it louder, make it louder, hey, make it louder, make it louder, come on, sing it out, until the whole world knows, make it louder, make it louder, hey, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder, to the whole world, until the whole world knows, make it louder, make it louder, hey, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder, to the whole world, until the whole world.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. It's the first of the year 2022, and I think we did pretty well and we started on a good note. I really hope this episode inspired you and gave you the impetus to live out your dreams and pursue your goals and your purpose unapologetically. If you liked this episode and you want to continue to stay here and join the family, then consider subscribing to this podcast. You can also take it a step further and become my internet buddy by following me on all of my socials. All the deets about my Egypt trip are on there, so you can check it out. I will leave all of my social media handles in the description box of this episode. Finally, if you've listened up to this point, then it's obvious that you like me. You know you like me. You like me and I like you too. Kindly consider rating and reviewing this podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and also share it with everybody that you know. The song under discussion today was Testify by Maverick City Music featuring Dante Bo and Naomi Rain. I will come your way again with another episode next month. Until then, be safe, be happy, be you. Bye.